This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. U.S. President Donald Trump's medical team will weigh whether he can leave the hospital later Monday after being admitted last week for COVID-19. That's according to White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows, adding he was optimistic that Trump will be discharged. In an interview with Fox News, Meadows said he had spoken with the president earlier Monday morning and that his condition appeared to have improved overnight. Meadows added a decision about Mr. Trump's possible discharge would likely not be decided until early Monday afternoon. Meanwhile, Vice President Mike Pence is in the spotlight as the person who may be the face of the administration and the Trump campaign. Although the president says he's anxious to get back to campaigning for now, Pence will take that leading role in the final stretch before the November 3rd presidential election. The spotlight on Pence will be especially bright Wednesday when he will participate in the vice presidential debate with California Senator Kamala Harris. The vice president and his wife tested negative for COVID-19 Monday, according to administration officials. The campaign of Mr. Trump's opponent, Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden, says he tested negative for coronavirus Sunday. The results come 5 days after he spent more than 90 minutes on the debate stage with President Trump last week. At a news conference, WHO Health and Emergencies Program Director Michael Ryan says roughly 1 in 10 people worldwide may have been infected by the coronavirus.
About 10% of the global population may have been infected by this virus. This varies depending on country. It varies from urban to rural. It varies between different groups. But what it does mean is that the vast majority of the world remains at risk.
He says maybe more than 20 times the number of confirmed cases may have been infected.